Okay, so I've been reading this Joy AI thing from JD.com, and I'm still kind of reeling. The premise is just, they're saying turn-based is fundamentally broken for moments that actually matter.
Right.
Like a kid wandering toward a hot stove, or a product flashing by in a live stream, or an expression flickering across someone's face in a video call. The moment is gone before anyone even has time to ask the AI for help.
Yeah, and that's the distinction they're making that actually matters. They're not just saying we're fast, they're saying we decide for ourselves when to speak. That's proactivity, not latency.
Exactly. So, Cody, walk me through how they actually built something that does that, because on paper it sounds obvious, just watch the stream and decide, but obviously it's not.
The core move is treating the decision as a learned behavior, not a heuristic bolted on top. At each second of the video stream, the model learns to output one of three actions: respond, stay silent, or delegate to a background model. That's the whole game. They built this on their base VL model, Joy AI VL 1.0, and trained it on time-aligned data, pairing each second of video with the action that second actually called for.
So the training data is just moments of video with labels saying speak now or shut up.
Essentially, yeah. And the silence is an action framing is important because the model has to learn that staying quiet is sometimes the right move. It's not a default fallback. It's a learned decision. Same weight as speaking. The other piece that keeps this from exploding in token cost is adacodic. They're encoding the video so predictable frames cost way fewer tokens. Over an unbounded stream, that budget grows way slower.
So you're not wasting compute.
Right. And then there's the delegation move. When the model decides a problem is too hard for real-time inference, it can hand it off to a background model, keep being present with the user in the meantime, and fold the result back in when it comes back. Two concurrent loops, joined by that delegate action.
That's the thing I want to dig into, because that feels like the difference between a research project and something actually shippable. Like, they're not just dumping the hard problem to the user and timing out. They stay present.
Uh-huh.
And from a product angle, the system they released is, I mean, it's wild. It's not just the model weights. It's a complete deployable stack. ASR, TTS, memory, visualization UI, a background bridge to any API or agent you want. You can literally point it at a webcam or a live stream and it starts watching.
And every piece is pluggable. You don't like their TTS? Swap it. You want a custom memory layer? Drop it in. The model itself is the only thing that decides when to act. Everything else is orchestration around that.
Built on standard VLLM so it can stay real time over hours. That's South. That's not a research artifact, Cody. That's infrastructure.
Yeah, and the evaluation backs that up. They ran head-to-head comparisons against Dubao and Gemini's in-app video assistants across six real-world scenarios. 177.6% against Dubao, 87.9% against Gemini, on both quality and timing.
The timing wins are the thing, though, because Dubao's still polling on a cycle, right? So it can't react faster than that interval.
Exactly. Gemini doesn't even do the polling. It's just straight one question, one answer. So a moment that calls for proactivity, both of them miss it.
And Joy AI catches it because the model is continuously watching and Okay, so honest question. Where's the catch? Because the model learned to decide when to speak. Sounds like the model learned to make up false confidence. How do they keep it from just narrating everything?
That's a real question. I think the answer is in the training data. If you're pairing video with ground truth actions, when a human would actually speak, when they'd stay silent, the model learns the distribution of silence versus response. It's not learning to be chatty. It's learning the actual ratio of quiet moments to actionable moments in the real world.
So it's as good as the labeling.
Yeah, which is why they spent the effort to construct time-aligned data at scale. That's the unglamorous part of the recipe that actually matters.
And they're releasing that data too?
Model weights, training recipe, and the data. All open by June 20th.
So anyone can take this, retrain it on their own scenarios, iterate. That's Resouth, okay, that's a real release. I mean, who actually ships like this? You've got the model, the system code, the data, the recipe, the project page, the GitHub repo. That's not a paper. That's a product launch wearing a paper skin.
It's the kind of release that makes sense if you actually want adoption. If you're serious about moving VLMs away from turn-based towards streaming interaction, you can't just publish a benchmark result. You have to let people deploy it.
And the system being built on VLLM means it's not some proprietary inference stack. It's off-the-shelf infrastructure that teams already know.
Exactly. That's the other half of make it shippable. The model is 8B scale, small enough to run locally on low-cost hardware. The system is built on standard tooling. There's no reason a team couldn't take this and deploy it today. Project page is at joyi-vl-video-future-academy-jd.github.io/jjoyai.
And that's how, yeah, that's the shift. From what can I ask the model to what is the model seeing right now? That changes everything.